Good morning. This past week's daf is Daf Yud Gimel in Maseches Ksubis. Okay, we're gonna learn this piece of Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel, and then I would like to go back because the previous piece of Gemara is very important. But I think that now that we saw the Gemara, so we could take it this way, because I think this is really the way we have to learn it. Okay, let's see. So as we noticed over here, that starting from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis, carrying through, not even into the second Perek, there's a number of machlokes in between Rebbe Gamliel with Rebbe Lezer on together on Gamliel and Rebbe Yeshua, right? Primarily known as machlokes on Gamliel and Rebbe Yeshua. In different situations, different issues, as we'll see. Gamliel holds that that the Ishus Nemanas, and Rebbe Yeshua holds that she's not. The first two Mishnayos over here discuss Ksuba, which is a momnistic issue. He finds that she's not a psula. And now the Din Torah is that between them is that why is that so, and what kind of ramifications does it have on the Ksuba? First Mishnah discussed that she's saying Mishiras Tani Nenasti. She's saying true that I was Nivalo, but it happened after the Erisin, and therefore, you know, it doesn't have any beer. Right, you lose out. It happened after the sale, and the Erisin was done. That she was a Bsula. Right, that's the first Mishnah over there. And he's saying who says, right? In all these Mishnayos, she's a Bori, she knows what she knows what happened. Akoponim, so her Taina is a Taina is Bori, he doesn't know, so his Taina is a Taina Shema, and he's saying that I don't believe you. That's what he's saying. Maybe not, right? And based on the possibility, so he's saying that, you know, I don't want to give you full ksuba koponim, right? And then how much his taina is, that's very dependent a little bit on the Gemara over here, what he's saying. But he's saying that you were nivala before, and based on that then definitely full ksuba she doesn't deserve. The second Mishnah over here, which we're holding right now, is that she's saying the reason why she deserves the ksuba she deserves, she's saying because she was a mukas eitz. Mukas eitz, she's saying that she was originally a mukas eitz. True, she was not a basula. However, it was not machma sabila. She was a mukas eitz, and therefore she deserves the ksuba of mukas eitz. And he says, you know, I don't believe you. Who says you're a mukas eitz, right? You know, maybe not. Maybe she was nivala before, and based on that, you know, he doesn't have to give her the ksuba that she's claiming. So that's machlekes, whether she's nemenes in what she's saying, and therefore she'll get the ksuba according to her taina, or she's not nemenes. If she's not nemenes, so it remains a sophic. And because of the suffix, so he has the money. So that's the rule of Hamoitzi Mechaver of Haraya. That since the money's by him, she has to bring a valid raya. And if what she's saying doesn't have any intrinsic nemonis, then she doesn't have the power that we have to believe her. So, you know, if it remains a suffix, so practically speaking, he's gonna win, right? Because she doesn't have the ability to force him to pay. We don't have the clarity that he's chayev. Okay, now let's see. going into this Mishnah, we have to remind ourselves that there's a machlokes in the previous Mishnah. How much ksuba does the mukas dates get? A hikrbo. That means it's clear, right? She comes to the table, right, letting him know that she's a mukas dates. Right? What is the value? What is the amount of ksuba of mukas dates? That's machlekes tanoim between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Rav Meir holds that she gets full ksuba, and the Rabban and the Chacham shita is that she only gets the ksuba of a mona. And they want to explain what the basis of machlekes is. How do you to whom do you compare a mukas dates? We have a boigeris also doesn't have psulim, and she gets a full ksuba. And on the hina bu'ula, it gets a reduced ksuba. So the question is, mukas dates. How do we deal with mukas dates? That her loss of psulim was not machmas of bi'ila, but l'idach isa, that there was a ma'isa that happened. It wasn't just a natural cause of events. Right? That's what I explained over there. But for what's relevant for us right now is just to remember that Remeir holds that Munkah Seitz gets full ksuba, and Chacham holds Munkah Seitz gets a reduced ksuba of a mono. Okay, now we can enter the Mishnah, and talk the Mishnah like this. Here Meir is Munkah Seitz, and he... Right, so this is coming off the Mishnah like before, and raises the issue of the Mosul of the Sulim. He finds, realizes that she is not a Basula. Here Meris Mukas Eitz Ani, she's saying, I'm a Mukas Eitz, and therefore she's deserving of Ksuba. Right, we'll see exactly how much, really depending on the Machlekes Rav Meir and the Rabbonim. For who am Eleki Eladrusas Ishat? He says that I don't believe you. Right? Maybe not. You know, I suspect that you were Nivala, and therefore if you were Nivala before Erisin, so you don't deserve the ksuba that you're claiming. And Gamliel Rav Lezer Oim Nemenes, that's the Gamliel Shita, she's Nemenes. Yibshu Oimer, let me pee on the choim. Ella Hari Becheskes Drusasish Ashtav Radet Vorea. Rabbi Yeshua says, let me pee on the choim. That means that we're not dependent. And our life is not dependent on her mouth, what she says. We're not dependent on her. Meaning to say that she doesn't have the backing that will force us to believe her, that we should have to believe what she's saying. And therefore, we have a sophic over here. Being that we have a sophic, so we view her as if she was a drusus ish concerning the monetary issue of ksuba. And that's what it means over here, kipshuta, right? We definitely don't have any verification otherwise. So when the Mishnah says that she's becheskas drusus ish, the Mishnah doesn't mean that we have a clarity that's what it is. But what it means though is that being that it's a monetary issue and he has the money, so he could hold on the money based on that sad. That's what he's saying. He's saying that, you know, there's a sophic over here. You know, prove to me that you're not a Drusus Ish. I'm holding on to the money for the possibility that she's a Drusus Ish. That's what this means over here. According to Amliel, she's Nemenis, so she verifies that she's not Drusus, she's a Mukas Eitz.
I mean, you're interesting. This as being there's a real chazaka here, or she doesn't have a raya.
Right, that's what we're saying. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the second you're saying. Okay.
Right, it's right. Beches, I'm just trying to explain over here. Right, beches is Drusus Ish. That just means that the status how we view her, right? It doesn't mean a chazaka like we find in other places that there's some kind of status, right, which decides for us how she is. It's still a sophic, right? What it just means is that concerning the moment, he's holding on to it based on what? Based on what is he holding on it? Based on that sign, that's what it means, right? So, you know, he's viewing her as if, you know, she's Jewish. He has the right to entertain that sign and prove me otherwise. Right? Yeah, that's what it means. Ashta Ba'al Raya, that's what the mission means, right? So she brings a raya, otherwise, then he has the right to work with that tzad. Not necessarily assume that that's what happened, because of course it's not more than a sophic. Okay. Now, Zolta Mishnah. Tanisaya B'mai. The taina between the Isha and her husband is B'mai. What is the money value? Mukas Eitz, and therefore she deserves how much? He's saying that Rus is Ish, and therefore what? Zolta Gimorim. Rechonin says, I'm sorry, that she's, her with her claim of Mukas Eitz, that's a claim to have folk suba, Mosayim. Umona and the husband's taina of Drusus Ish is mono. He's saying that you don't deserve a folk suba, but mono, a reduced suba. Right? It means according to Rabbi Yochanan, mono, his taina of Drusus Ish is not going to create a full-fledged Mekach Tois, right, but just going to reduce the ksuba. Reb Lezer says that the entire over here is different, that bimono, her claim of Mukas Eitz is only to give her a mono. So when she's saying Mukas Eitz, right, she's admitting she does not deserve folk suba. She's not claiming folk suba. She's claiming mono. Right, and this already, you know, we hear that what's going on in the Gemara, because the Gemara will speak it out, that this is machlekes, and what does the Mukas Eitz deserve? Right? Folks who were not coming, that's machlekes men are born. Right, so really what's happening over here is it's machlekes, who is this Mishnah going like? Right, and we'll see where that comes from. It's Nachman. Rav Lezer says, "B'mon of leklum." She's claiming Mukas Eitz, and I deserve a mon at least, right? And he's saying leklum. That means his taina of Drusus Ish is a taina of Mekach Tois, and he doesn't owe her anything. Now, Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan of Masayim Umonav Sovla Krab Meir. Rabbi Yochanan, who learns the Mishnah that her taina is a taina of Masayim, that's because the taina of the Mishnah holds like Krab Meir. That the full ksuba, there is two factors over here. Two factors. First of all, that Meir Shita is that hikerba, the value of the ksuba of Mukas Eitz is full ksuba, and I feel lo hikerba. Because over here, this was something that was not known. He was explaining that she's a psula and she's ended up being a Mukas Eitz. So this is going, and we'll see that. That really was pretty much the maskana of the Gemara, that there's no mekach tois, there's no total mekach tois on a Mukas Eitz. So being that's so. Even if a person were to unexpectedly find out that his wife is Mukas Eitz, it doesn't have any bearing on anything. Things stay the same. So Quantra may that Mukas Eitz gets 200. So even if he finds out that she's not a besula, other than he expected, but it remains the same thing because there's no basis for Mekach Tois. So Quantra Rabbi Yochanan, we said that her time is Mosayim. Right, so that means the Tanah of the Mishnah holds like Rameh Domar ben Hikba Mila Hikba Masayim. That's what that means. That a Mukas Eitz gets 200, and even if it was something which was expected otherwise, there's no basis for a Mekach Tois. So therefore, if there's no basis for Mekach Tois, so therefore you have to just deal with what we call the value. And sure, the value happens to be the same according to Meir. Right, there's no reduction for a Mukas Eitz.
It's interesting because the circumstances of how it happened, I would think, would be very important, but it doesn't seem to be.
So this is what there was a discussion in the Gemara, and we saw last time about this, and based what the Gemara is saying is that The reason why the sex nitzins don't have any bearing on it because this is the difference is not enough, right? Is not a basis for mekach toys, right? That's how we're understanding what that means. That's true, right? But like we explained, you know, in the moshul, you know, the brown banana, you know, still is, you know, it's not basis of mekach toys. You know, a little brown spot. You know, you like a yellow banana, it's fine. But you know, but that's not basis to get, you know, to demand your money back. Right? As a matter of fact, that you're not even going to get any money back, right? Because such a thing, you know, you happen to maybe you personally, you know, need your bananas to be yellow, but most people don't care about that, and therefore you go back to the store, you know, they laugh at you and they send you home, right? They're not going to give you a penny back.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the idea of what this is. Mukas eight. Someone's expecting a psula, and she ends up being a mukas eight. There's no basis for any change at all. No mekach toys, and the value itself is full value. Right? That's shittas Reb Meir. And in this prat, we'll see that Rabban don't even argue. Everyone agrees, right? That's how the maskana of the Gemara that the difference between a psul and a mukas eitz is not any basis to make any claims of mekach toys. So we just deal with what's the price of a hikar bow. Right, that's what it is, right? What, you know, what is the value? Okay, fine, that's what you have now. You have now, so, you know, of course, you'd have to pay more than it's worth. Right, so now we have to know what is it worth. So that's machlek. So man and rabbanon, what a mukas eitz? What's the value of mukas eitz? So we're saying that the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Mosayim and Mono. She's claiming mukas eitz, and if I want Mosayim, he's saying, no, Drusus ish Mono. So the basis of that is that the time of mission is Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that a mukas eitz gets masayim. So that's why her tiny of mukas eitz is going to try to get her the full masayim. And his claim is a claim of mono. We'll speak it out now. His claim is a claim of mono that he's saying that no, I don't believe you that you're mukas eitz. I think that you're a bu'ula. Now, what does that mean? That means that he expected to have a psula. He ended up that she's a bu'ula. And Zohar Be'echina, he's claiming mono. So he's claiming mono. That means that even if he finds out that she's a bu'ula unexpectedly, that's also not grounds for mekach toys. Navos, a reduction over here you get, because a bu'ula, you know, the ksuba of a bu'ula is a mono. So that's the din Torah over here. She's saying that she was a mukas eitz, and therefore she's still deserving of the full ksuba. And he's saying, I don't believe you, maybe you were drusus ish, and therefore it's only a mono.
According to that shita, other than, you know, Rachel and Leah, what would be a mekach tos? What were, you hear what I'm asking?
What?
Or do we not? We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, according to the sheet, so like, would anything rise to the level of mekach toes?
Probably. I guess there are things, and I don't know exactly what they would be. But this is just concerning psulim.
Right.
Concerning psulim. Right. I mean, I think, and just to bring out the idea that, let's say, I don't think there would be any question, right? Let's say he thought that she was a Naira, and she ended up being a Boigris. And because of that, you know, she doesn't have Zoom. Right? So I don't think anyone would think that, there's no question about that should be basis of a Mekach Tois.
Right. I think that is for sure.
For sure not.
Oh, okay,
for sure not.
Okay.
Right.
Except maybe by a Cohen Gödel.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But when you mean anything, you're talking about like any metzias in the world, or just specifically by basulos?
No, I'm asking, is there any metzias where you get married and
there's mum and things like that.
That's the kulei alma, and what would be called a mum? Okay,
Right. Okay. So that's the discussion. What that is, right? But there's right. There's such a thing. Okay, that's a good example. Right, yeah, mum, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. Whether physical or emotional, right? Okay. Yeah. Akoponim. Okay, but that's a sugi by itself. You have to verify what goes into that category. Akoponim. But we're schmoozing over here. Benegei to besulim. Yeah, it's one more time. So we just saw Shita Shabbi Yochanan. Yochanan learns that the tainus in the mission, the values that each one is claiming, is Masai Mumono. She say her taina of Mukaseit is claiming full ksuba. That's going to Kodra Meir, that Mukaseit gets a full ksuba, and the Baal, when he's saying that he doesn't believe in Shabbi Yochanan Mukaseit, and he claims that maybe not, maybe you're Drusus Ish. And therefore, what does he want? What kind of savings does he want to have on the ksuba over here? And Zakar Beichan and mono, right? He's asking for mono because that's the ksuba of a beula. Rabbi Leza Oimer b'mono v'leiklum, and Rabbi Leza holds that the din Torah is mono v'leiklum. Mean to say that even her taina of mukaseit, she's not claiming full ksuba. Her time of Mukaseit is to retain for herself the ksuba of a mona, because she understands that a Mukaseit doesn't get more than a mona, so she's tiny Mukaseit, so she wants to have. And his taina is that taina of Mekach Tois. That's what his taina is going to be taina. She should get nothing. Zokta Gimor. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Masayim Umana Sovla Krab Meir. Right? He's going to Kodra Meir. And Rabbi Lazar, Oime B'mana Leklum Sovla Krab Onan. He learns that the Tana of our Mishnah is the Rabbonon, that they say Ben Hikaba Ben Hikaba is Mona. Right? So as you see in the Gemara. So, I mean, that's for sure that there's no Mekach Toys over here. That's not. The, I mean, Mukas 8 is definitely not a grounds for a Mekach Toys. There is a machlekes in the Mishnah whether konsa becheskas besula v'nimtzis bula, whether there's grounds for mekach tois. That is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lezer as far as the taina of the Mishnah, because if you hold it that his taina is a mono, so then there is no mekach tois. If his taina is leklum, then his taina is mekach tois. Now the Gemara will explain. Bishlom is the more Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan to come looky law kirabonon. What we just said before is that part of this of the machleik is over here is between Rabbi Yochanan and Lazar is who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Is it Rimei Rabbonon? Now the halacha is like Rabbonon, right? Pass like Rabbonon. So therefore, it would. We would hear better if one were to learn the Mishnah like Rabbonah. That's what it should be. So the Gemara says like this. So that's what we understand. Rabbi Lezer lo yomar k'Rabbi Yochanan dekamuki lo k'Rabbonah. He learns the Mishnah like Rabbonah. Now, like this. Now, if you learn the Mishnah like Rabbonah, and therefore her claim of Mukaseis is a mono, so that forces you to say, right, that his claim, therefore, is like klum. That's what it has to be, right? Which is going that is enough of mekach tois if nims is buula. Elos atimar Rabbi Yochanan, my time lemakar blazer. But Rabbi Yochanan, why did Rabbi Yochanan decide to learn in the mission like Rameir? We don't pass like Rameir. So and that Gemara says. The answer to that is constant kasava, constant becheskes ksuv, nims is bula yesh l'ksuv amonim. Because he holds that even though he finds out she's a bu'ula, there's no grounds for mekach tois, that's what he holds, and therefore, even according to his taina, she'll still get amonim. Right? So if according to his taina, he's trying to master her ksuva. If he's trying to, if his taina at best, he's still going to have to give her a mono, so what's her taina? Right? With this mishnah to be going like Rabbonon, that Mukaseit only gets a mono, So they're basically agreeing with each other. Right? So like, what's the din daira? Right? So therefore, behechrich, her taina has to be full ksuba. Right? Well, who holds that mukhez gets full ksuba? That's her mayor. So behechrich, the Mishnah is her mayor, even though it's shleili be the hilchasa, but that's what it has to be, starting with this premise that nimtzis bu'ula is not grounds for mekatah, so she still gets her mono. That's what Mora says. So the Mora, my time, El Rabbi Yechanan, my time, Rabbi Elazar, the answer is Kosova, Rabbi Yechanan holds. Konsa b'cheskes b'sula v'nimtzis bu'ul yesh l'ksuba mono. Being that's so, hocho hu ka'omar mono. If so, if nimtzis bu'ula is no grounds for a total mekatah, and she still gets what a bu'ula is deserving of, which is a mono. So if he's claiming mono, v'yikamra mono, and if she's saying a mono, meaning to say that if the Tana was the Chachomim, who hold Munkah states gets a mono, he's saying mono, she's mono. Ma'ikimen Tana sedideh le Tana sedidos. And then what's the difference between the Tana? They're both saying the same thing. You know, they might be arguing on what the Matthias is, what happened to her, why she has no psulim, but as far as the monetary dinter is going on, it equals the same. So therefore, behechrach, if he's tanning mono, then in the Mishnah she has to be tanning more than that. Obviously, she has to tan masayim. So who holds that mukazet is masayim? According to Rabbanan, at best she only gets a mono. So therefore, behechrach, the tan of the Mishnah is Rab Meir.
Can you learn from this that if she would say I was nivula to a kusher, that we believe her, like in the next Mishnah? Because otherwise you could say, oh, that's her tana. Her tana is mukaseh, it's not because it's more money, but because she doesn't want to be chashed that she was nivula.
Well, we never discuss. You're getting into the next stage.
Right.
We never discuss why she's neman, right? That's okay. I'm going to go back to that piece of Gemara, right?
Okay.
I first want to learn over here just to get the facts in the Mishnah, and then that's the next issue.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, you're heading into good things. Okay. Okay. So that's what the Gemara explains, right? Very, very important cheshbon over here. There's a little calculations over here that we have to review a lot of times to be fluent with. Now this also explains another question which we might have had, that according to the way according to the way Rabbi Yochanan learns the Mishnah, that he says that the tainis are Mosayim and Mono, right? She's wants full ksuba, and he's tining a Mono. So why is one dependent on the other? The Chayr. Fine, you want to say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and therefore her Tana Mukazes gets her full ksuba, but his taina, you know, maybe is to get nothing, right? Maybe it's mukazet. And I said, why is it? Right? It's not just a noches darg over here, right? I mean, right? According to Blazer, you know, that's what it has to be, right? You know, right? If it's a mon, it has to be zero. But if she's tining 200, so is there any reason why the other side of the thing had to be 100? Right? Because nothing for that matter, right? Right, so in the Gemara right now really is explaining that the truth of the matter is that really things start with that. The whole reason why Rabbi Yochanan learns that her tain of mokaseis is 200, only because he has a premise that there's no mekach tois. So his tain of drusus ish is can't do better for him more than just reduce it to 100, right? That's really where things start. So when the Gemara says this over here, right, that it really answers that question also. That what forced him to learn the Mishnah Shaloi Libi the Hilchas like Rabbi Meir, really because he has a premise. His premise is that even if it nims his bu'ula, right, there's no mekach tois over it, there's no zero, right? So it's a mona. So if that's a mona, so then Berchach, right, she's tining more. She has tining 200, like Mora says, and therefore Berchach, the tan of the Mishnah, is Reb Meir, which is Shalei Libli Hilchasa. It's like this. So there's two points over here, just be very clear. There's two points over here. One point is how much does Mukas Eitz get? That's a Machloikis Tanoim, right? And And when Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the Tana Mishnah is 200, that's because he holds the Tana of the Mishnah. He agrees, it's Machek Tanoim, not only that, he agrees La Halacha, because it gets 100. But he's saying the Tana of the Mishnah has to be going, hold like Rabbi Meir, 200. That's what he's saying. The second point over here is the Machek Tanoim, like we saw before. That Nimsis Bu'ula is that grounds for Mekach Toys to make a zero or not. That is Rabbi Yochanan's personal Shita. That's the more saying. Rabbi Yochanan personally holds that Nimsis Bu'ula is no Mekach Toys, right? Based on what we saw in the Sugi before. Like those Shitas, Sheshes, Isameris, Fuchul, there's no Mekach Toys. Since he holds like that, so that's why when the Baal is tanning the Mishnah Jusas Ish, it's not less than a mono. Right? So that's the thing. So since he personally holds like that, so that's how he's going to understand what the Mishnah is saying. Right? And there's no machlokes about that. Right? That he holds that's according to everyone, it's like that. So that's what's forcing him to say that the Tana is Reb Meir Shlevi Hilchos. So he personally doesn't even hold like Reb Meir. But Akapona, but the Tana, the Mishnah, explaining the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is going up in Shita's Remeir.
Rabbi Elazar's Shita, do you think he's arguing Besvara in Rabbi Yochanan? He holds that it's a Mechach Taos, and that's why he says, so I can say the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, or he holds the Mishnah, it's Svara that the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, and therefore you see from that it's a Mechach Taos. Nimsis Bula. You hear what I'm saying?
It looks like the machlekes is really whether mekach tois is acceptable. That's the machlekes. It starts from over there.
Okay. I mean, we see that the Gemara doesn't bring a raya. In other words, it's preferable to make it the rabbanan, but we see that the Gemara doesn't bring a raya.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have, therefore, in this Mishnah, we have a machlekes how to learn this Mishnah over here, and the shirish of this machlekes starts with what's your personal shita about nimsis beula, whether that's a mekach tois or not. If it is a mekach tois, then the Baal's tain of drusus ish means a zero. So then we will learn that she's claiming a mona only because we like the Mishnah to be the Rabbonon, right? Theoretically, you know, if you ask her mayor, you know, then her claim would be 200, right? It's machalik tenor, right? So that, you know, right? So in such a situation, what her claim would bring her is the machlek is tanoim, right? We like that the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, should be la locha. So that's why we're saying that it's monum. If you hold it's no mekach tois, so therefore his taina is bringing is only reducing it to a mono. So therefore, perch the Mishnah is remeir. And that's why her taina is getting her more, that the din of the mukas eitz is full ksuba. Let's see the hemshech hagemara. Bishlam l'Rabbi Elazar ha'inu dikotoni tarti. Zok the gemara. According to Rabbi Elazar, Hainu dikotoni tarti. We have an explanation to a question that we have to ask. We have two Mishnayos over here, which are Oksuba issue. One Mishnah. The difference in Mishnah is just what she's claiming. First Mishnah, she's saying Mishnah is tiny nenasti, and the second Mishnah, she's tiny mukazates. Now, apparently, you know, I mean, it's the same machlek is over here. Amlila and Rebbe Lezer, they're arguing who's nemenis. So zokti gemara bishlemo Rebbe Lozer, Hainu di Katani Tarti. According to Rebbe Lozer, the way we explain that our mission over here is that our mission is the Rabbanon. She's claiming Mona and he's claiming Vaikum. Hainu di Katani Tarti. So we understand why we have two Mishnais. Chodo lafuke midirami bar chomo, for chodo lafuke midravchia bar oven. Now let's remind ourselves who these are. The Gemara says chalafuke midirami bar chomo. Now Rami bar chomo, right, was the over here back on Daf Yiral from the base. Rami bar chomo was the one who held. He's the first man to Omar over here, and he held that by if it's Nimsis Mukas Eitz, Devri HaKov Leklum. He was one who held that Mukas Eitz is a basis of Mekach Tois. If he finds out that she's a Mukas Eitz, that's a base of Mekach Tois, and there's no Ksuba at all. So Zok Gemara that one Mishnah over here is telling us that there is no Mukas Eitz, there's no basis for Mekach Tois. That's the Mishnah of over here of Mukas Eitz. And Zokta Gemara, the other Mishnah is Lafuke Midrab Chia Bar Ovin Omrav Sheshes. What was that? This also back in that sugya over here, Mikoyach the brayse of Moitzi Shemra, the Gemara says, for Omrav Rav Chia bar Abba, Omrav Sheshes. You see, in the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph from a Beis, I would say it's, if you look in the section of the wide lines on the Daf, it's slightly above the halfway mark. There's a little Beis right over there, right? There's a Beis with a parenthesis over there. It's the bit for the Mesiras Hashas. See where that is? For Omrav Chia by Avon, Omrav Sheshu. So you say, Meres, Konsa Bechesk Spesula, Venisis Bezula, Yeshla, Ksuba Mona. Rav Sheshu Sheshita, he holds the other extreme. He holds that even if she's Nimsis Bu'ulas, there's no basis for Mekach Tois. Mamash Tadu's playing, right? Rambam Bachomer, he's the one who was saying that Mukas Eitz is a basis for Mekach Tois, and Rav Sheshes is taking out of whatever his mocker is that even if Nimsis Bu'ula, there's no basis for Mekach Tois. So Agamor is saying that the two Mishnayis Bayas are common lafuke from these two things. That we're coming to tell you that Mukas Eitz is not a basis for Mekach Tois, right? And therefore, she's tying Mukas Eitz, she's getting something, right? Right? When she's tying Mekach, there's no way. So she's claiming the value of what Mukas Eitz is. And on the other hand, that considering the din of Bu'ula, La'afukif and Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said that that's not the base, there's no base of Mekach Tois, so we're coming to say that there is basis of Mekach Tois. Nimsis Bu'ula is the basis for Mekach Tois. Now, let's see the Rashi over here. We're supposed to be explaining why we need the two Mishnais. Right? So the Gemara is saying that these two Mishnais are coming to tell me these two ideas. Mukas Eitz is not a basis for Mekach Tois, Bu'ula is a basis for Mekach Tois. Let's see Rashi.
So Rashi where?
Yeah, over here by us, right. Okay, let's start from the Bishloma Rashi. You see what that is? Rashi Bishloma, right, in the Vilna Shas editions, it's right across from the Torah Or. Over there. Okay. Bishloma Rabbi Elazar, the Omar Drusish Ein Loklum, Zotmar Koin Rabbi Elazar, that he holds that there is Mekach Tois by Nimsis Bu'ula, that's what it means, Jusish Ein Loklum. Hainu Dikotani Tarti, so Rashi, Hainu Dikotani Tarti, Bobi Bimasnisen, Gabe Plugta de Dumemoina. That's why the Tana has two separate cases when we're dealing with the Mamma Stikashayla of Suba. mean to say that that's the question of it is that why we have two separate cases over here? I mean, it's the same machlokes. Right, so why do we have two cases? One case that she's tining Misha is tining nasty, and another case she's tining mukazet. You know, doesn't it all amount to the same thing? So Rashi, here meres Misha and tining nasty, here meres mukazet tining. Right, these are the two mishnayos. So Rashi, that we have over here, what's the difference? What her tining is? Zot mo chod lafuke midirami bar chomo v'chod lafuke. Right, one is the Mishnah of Mukaseitz, right, that's how the Shmov here is Norma Choma. And he says that Mukaseitz is a Mekach Tois. That Mishnah, right, that's really where the Gemara was Mafri Chomim Choma from, right, from this Mishnah here. Yeah. And the Chodor, and the Mishnah of Mishnah is Tanya Nasi, Zok Rashi. V'chod alafuke, he emeres Mishra as tanin and nasty. That's this Mishnah over here. Tono lemisni bo v'hoye mekhi mekach tois. The Tano, the reason why we have that Mishnah, because in that Mishnah, the Baal, the Tano, expressed that the Baal's tain is a tain of mekach tois. L'gamri mashma. Right? And this is part of that machlek samaroim, whether Nimsis Bu'ula is a Mugas Mekartois, and those Amaroim, Amarovo, over there held that it definitely is Mekartois, because if you look in the Mishnah of Mishra Ratani Nasti, he expresses V'hoi Mekhi Mekartois, and Mekartois is the Gamri Mashma, right? So that's what the basis of what that is. So that Mishnah is Nishnis, because in that Mishnah it expresses the Mekartois. That's lafuke mitrubchia ba'ovin dom la'el. That concept of cheskes tunis is bulo yeshuk suba monim. That would be lafuke from such a shita that there is no basis for mekach tois minis is bulo. She still gets a mono. So that's why that first mishnah is come to tell us that Nimshis Bula is grounds for Mekach Tois. V'tono Hiya Meres Mukas Eitz Ani. I'm just switching the order a little bit over here. Rashi first explained, you know, this Mishnah first. Mm. Right? Because in the chronological order of the Mishnah, that comes first. So that first Mishnah is telling us that Nimshis Bula is a basis for Mekach Tois. And the second Mishnah, Tana Hiya Meres Mukaseitz, the second Mishnah where her Tana is a Tana Mukaseitz, why is the Tana saying that? Lafuke midirami bar chomo de omar la'el gabim mukaseitz aval lehikim bozriya kov leikum. That Mishnah is lafuke midirami bar chomo, that Mukaseitz is a mekachtois. That you see from this Mishnah, it's not, because if it was, then she wouldn't be claiming anything. Right? Because she's saying Mukaseitz. Now let's just hear this over again, because there's something that needs to be explained over here. That the Gemara wants to know, why do we have two cases over here? So what the Gemara tells us is that we need to say the case of Mukaseitz in order to give over that there's no Mekach Tois in Mukaseitz. Right? That's what the Tana is saying, that we want to establish a case that she's tiny mukaseitz. So obviously that means that there's no mekach tois in mukaseitz. Right? She's wasting her time, right? Okay, grant the case. That's why you want to say that mishnah. But the mishnah, the other mishnah of Mishra is tiny and nasty. What's the point in saying that? You know, that's just another tiny, right? Mishra and nasty, right? Is she's saying that it happened afterwards? Right? She gets folks over it. There's no issue in what her tiny. In what her tiny is going to yield her, right? Right. So Shoshani, it's the same machlekes, right? You know that Gamliel and Rishua, the basis of whatever the machlekes is, Luchari, it's the same machlekes. So why are we saying this? So Zok to Gemara, you know why we're saying this mission over here? Because when the Tana speaks out his tiny of Drusus Ish, right? The Tana says clearly. Or how you met him at toys. In other words, is that if you medaic over here, in the two Mishnahs, even though his taina is the same taina, in the first Mishnah he says loiki ela actually rastech v'haymechim mechach tois. In the second Mishnah over here, huam eloki al drusas ish. The taina doesn't explicitly say v'haymechim mechach tois. Right, so we're the reason why we learned this first Mishnah away is to give over that if she's nimshes bu'ula, that is grounds for mekach tois. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Now there are a couple of questions to ask over here in the cheshbon. The hainu like this, that if you're in question. If you're not so sure whether Nimtzes Bu'ula is a ground for Mekach Tois, and that's why the Tana is telling that to us, that's what we're saying, right? This first Mishnah is learned in order to tell us that. So you have to ask yourself the question that, I mean, but isn't that Mukach in the second Mishnah, in this Mishnah over here, according to Reb Lezer? Because Reb Lezer learns that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanon, right? And that means her taina of mukaseit is a mono, so his taina is leklum. So obviously that's saying that there's a mekach tois, right? So I don't really need this mishnah. Right? I mean, this mishnah already says it. So. L'chayra, so you might want to say, well, okay, you know, that's already calculations. You know, that, you know, we want the Tana, you know, the Tana to speak it out clearly. You have to figure it out. Okay, I don't know, you know, even if that would be a Tana. We'll see. We'll have a question at the end of the day. What do we need a whole new case for? Let the Tana just express it here, right?
Why didn't you use the same language over here also?
Yeah, I mean that's what I mean, right? You know, if the whole purpose of this mission is in the Baal's Taina Mekach Tois, then you know you could have said over here. So that's what's happening over here, right? So I need a whole new case. I need a whole new case to do that. Right? So that is a question which might remain at the end of the day. But just for this first step over here, we ask the question like this: according to Reb Lezer, the Mishnah itself is obvious that there's a Mekach Tois because she's tining mono. Right, with her taina of mukazeitz, that's what Blazer says. Taina is the mon of Lake Flum. He's tining a mon. She's tining a mon. Obviously, his taina is Lake Flum. That's Mekach Tois. I mean, right. So this Mishnah is working with Mekach Tois. So what do I have in this Mishnah more than I have in the Mishnah by us? So l'chayra, the answer to that is Hagufa. Meaning to say like this, that we want a Tana, the Tana, to express to us that Nimshes Bu'ula is Mekach Tois, right? We're not so sure about that, right? So if you're not sure about that, that this Mishnah, Soif Kol Soif, there's another way to win the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yechanan, right? So if you held that there's no Mekach Tois, right, and so that means in this mission the Baal will be tining Mona and she would be tining Messiah like Reb Meir, right? So that's the answer to that, right? That if we're asking a question that Widmore just told us that we learned this first Mishnah in order to let us know that there's Mekach Tois by Nimshes Bu'ula, and that we asked, well, I mean, according to Blessed, isn't that what this mission is clearly saying? The answer to that is Hagufa. I mean, that's really where things start, right? Reb Lezer is only saying what he's saying because there's Mekach Tois, right? But if we wouldn't know that there's Mekach Tois, then we have to learn the Mishnah like Reb Meir is saying, So this mean, so basically what we're saying is that there is an, if you just call them from calculations, there is an alternate way to learn this Mishnah, which will be saying that there is no Mekach Tois in Nimtzus Be'ula. So therefore you can't tell me though, well, you know, in this Mishnah tells me that there is Mekach Tois. It's not true. This Mishnah regardless is saying the first point, right? The Mukha says it's not a Mekach Tois, otherwise she's not saying anything. Now, if the mere fact that Hannah talks about a case where she's trying to get something with the kind of Mekach Tois, I'm sorry, with Mukha's Eitz, that in itself is saying that there's no Mekach Tois in the Mukha's Eitz. That's clear because she's claiming something, right? So that, right? But in the second point over here in this Mishnah, whether it's Mivuyah in this Mishnah that there is a Mekach Tois by Nimtzis Bu'ula, that really, like we see in the sugi itself, there's two ways how to learn the Mishnah. Meir and Blezer, that's based on whether Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Blezer, based on whether the Tana is Rabbi Meir or the Rabbanan. So that's why this Mishnah is grada, not mukach. It's not for sure in this Mishnah that his Taina is a Taina of Mekach Tois. So that's why we need a different source. Which would be this Mishnah. Why is this a better source? This Mishnah is a better source because the Mishnah clearly expresses Mekach Tois, right? So that's the answer to that piece of the Cheshbon over here. Why, even though according to Rebbe Lezer, Lishitosoi, Avada, the Mishnah is going with Mekach, has to be going with Mekach Tois, but it doesn't. It starts with the premise. So if you don't have the premise, you can't take it out of the Mishnah, basically, right? Okay. So we need this Mishnah. But that just brings us back to the other question that we had before. Okay, fine. So the Tana wants to tell us that there's Mekach Tois. So what does he do? So he fabricates another whole case over here, you know, of Mishnah Tana in the Nasdi, and he speaks out of how Mekach Tois. I said, why couldn't he do that in this Mishnah for that? That Mechalz is a question. Okay, maybe we will see. We'll have Siyata Dushmaya to come to the answer to that.
I'm wondering, now that you're speaking this out, I wonder if Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it differently, would then say, the reason it didn't say Mekach Tois here is it was telling us, even if he claims it's a Mekach Tois, but we hold it's not a Mekach Tois. So that's why it says it here, but it doesn't say it here. That would be only according to Rabbi Yochanan.
One more time, you're explaining. Now let's just speak this out. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Mekach Tois says in the Mishnah, like those other Amiroim, is Mekach Tois is not Legamri, right?
It's Lamana.
Right, yeah. Right.
Right. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say the reason it says it in one place and not in the other place is to teach us, even if he wants to say, I hold it's a Mekach Tois, but we hold it's not a Mekach Tos Legamri, meaning he holds it's a Mekach Tos Legamri, and we say, even though, and that's why in one place it teaches and in one place it doesn't teach us, say that there's no difference. There's no difference whether he thinks it's a Mekach Tos or not.
Okay, I hear that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That could be. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just hear how the Gemara talks in the Birchen as far as the two Mishnayos, and then we'll incorporate that. So the Gemara is saying like this. So again, the Gemara is dealing with a Shaila that we have two Mishnayos which are dealing with Ksuba, which is a Mamristika Shaila, when she's not a Nimshis, she's not a Psula, and there is a difference of claims between the Ish and the Isha as far as what does that do to Ksuba. It's a Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shu, whether she's Nemenis or not. Same Machlekes. Fakti Gemara, that why we have two Mishnayos. So the Gemara is saying that according to Shita's Rebbe Lezer, that we understand why we have two Mishnayos. Basically, this Mishnah over here was Nishnis in order to tell me that there's a Mekach Tois. That Nimtzus Be'ula is a Mekach Tois. Now, Zokt Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that question is still the new question. El Rabbi Yochanan, El Rabbi Yochanan, Tarti Lomali. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tarti Lomali. And that what that means is that since he holds that mekach tois in the Mishnah is not a total mekach tois, so fine. So then that Mishnah is not really me telling me anything new. Then I don't know from this Mishnah here. So why are we learning? Why is that Mishnah necessary? That's the question. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, El Rabbi Yochanan do Omar. There's no mekach tois at all, right? Sainat nimkus eitz and sainat nimsis beulo. She still gets her mono. Im kain, my mekach tois de katani. So when that first minister says mekach tois, right, it doesn't mean a full mekach tois. It means I'm a sain. That means that she doesn't. That there was a mistake over here in the original hischayvus. Maybe they wrote the ksuba for 200. That's a mistake. So he doesn't know the 200. Ava mona yeshlo, but she still gets a mono. According to that, asks the Gemara, lomali lemisni klal lahi. Why is that mishnah necessary at all? Ilash minon pulter gamli of Rabbi Shua bevori v'shemo. If it's coming to tell me the main machloikis, right? That's definitely the ikar point of the Mishnah. The machloikis. Ilashmin and put Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Bibori Vishemo, Vuki Becheskas More. If it's coming to tell us this machloikis, that if you have a Bori Vishemo, does the Bori help Knege the Mozik? Listen, Chodo. Just say one, because that's going to be the basis of this machlekes over here. But Mokas says also, so listening chada lafuna rachoma shmina puktayim. So that could all be accomplished in the Mishnah of Mokas says. It's the same machlekes. These two Mishnahs are the same machlekes. You know, as far as what the basis of machlekes in Mliya and Rabbi Shua is. So it wouldn't be necessary to have two Mishnahs. Elma, you want to tell me that the chiddush that there's no Mekach Tois in Mukaseitz, that you could just say this mission, I know everything. That's the Gemara's question. Why are we need two Mishnahs? And for the Gemara, Chod la diach koichay de Gamliel, for Chod la diach koichay de Rabbi Yeshua. Zok the Gemara that we're saying two Mishnayos over here to bring out the extent of each of these two shitas. Zok the Gemara, Kamay Saladiach Koichei Rabbi Yeshua, the Afagav the Ikel Meimar Migu Loi Mehemno. In that first Mishnah, that there is a Migu over there. So we're showing you that Rabbi Shua holds that she's not amenz, even though she has a migul. In my sight, the dich kach rabbonon, the afgav the lekel meim a migul mehemna. Even without a migul, she's amenz. Now, this part of the Gemara concerning the migul is we need to go back to the Gemara before to have proper understanding of what the Gemara means over here. Okay. So we're going to come back as follows. Okay, let's now we're going to learn this piece of Gemara over here back to that first Mishnah. Okay, like this. Zok the Mishnah. Hanoi says a Yisha leMoslo b'Sulim. He emeres Mishir Tanin Nastim Nistach Pasadeu. Right, this is the Mishnah we're familiar with. That Hanoi says Yisha. He finds out she's not a B'Sulim. Now she's saying that true, but has no bearings on the ksuvu. Why? Mishay Tanya Nasti, she claimed that she was Nenis after Erisin, therefore Nastach Posadeo, right? Your loss, right? After the transaction was already made, something happened, you suffer, the buyer suffers the loss. 200. And he says his claim is that I don't believe you. I believe that it's possible that she was nivela beforehand, and therefore he's claiming mekach tois. is Zatmar Meir Rav Yeshua Rav Meir Rav Lezer Aimrim Nemen Es Yeshua Meir Lem Pianu Chomel Harizu Bchaisas Bul Actually Tistaris VeHitosai Actually Tov Rav Zvorel Says the Gemara Just the Machlek Zer Meir And Rav Yeshua Rav Meir says that she's Nemenes and she's Nemenes what she's saying. She's saying that Mishnah Asin Fon she gets a full Suva. Rav Yeshua says she's not Nemenes. And being that she's not a menace, like we explained before, that it's a sophic, and therefore it's a sophic, so he could hold on to as much as this bechlal, as long as there's a tzad sophic. Right? So therefore, that's what the Mishnah means to say is that he'll hold on to the ksuba, whatever value his taina is going to give him. Right? That's what we already saw that there's machlik is. What his tana is going to give him, whether is there a full mekar tois, and therefore his tana is a tana that he should give him nothing, and therefore he doesn't have to pay out anything, or else his tana is just a tana to save him the mana, but he'll still have to give him mana. Fine. Now, Rashi on the Mishnah tells us right away, but you see that first Rashi, Kasaka daitach mishum debori v'shema bori yodif. Zokt Rashi that the Gemara's initial understanding of what is taka the basis of this machlek is, Yeshua. Why yeah and why not? She be a man. What's the issue over here? Mm-hmm. Zok Rashi that the Gemara's initial understanding of that is this idea of bori v'shema, like we mentioned before, that in this din Torah over here, she knows what happened to her, so her tain is a tain is bori. On the other hand, his taina is a taina shema. He doesn't know, right? So it's a shema. Right? That's what I'm saying. So it's all on. Even if she's not believed, it's a sophic, right? And he's winning out because he's the muzik, right? But not that we have any clarification or verification that what he's saying is true. So it's a bori v'shema, bori v'shema, and that's the basis of the machlek is over here that Gamliel holds that the bori over here is Odif. So since she has a sure taina, she's sure the way she's taining it, so that's why she's Nemenes. He's only a Shema. So when you have a Bori against a Shema, Bori, the taina's Bori, a sure taina, gives that person a greater koyach in the Din Torah. And we have to believe him over the other person, right, who doesn't know, right? He's the only one who's sure. The other person not even sure. He's telling us something different. The other person doesn't know. So that's the halacha that we go and we take on. We believe what the bari is saying. Rabbi Yeshua holds let me pay on the chayim that bari v'shem is lav hodif. Now
put the money to chazak where it was.
Yeah, it remains, right. It remains where it is. Now we'll see a moment in the Gemara, but I just want to speak it out now like this. Now there are two ways to understand possibly Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Right? You could have understood Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that when you have a bori against a shema, the fact that he's a bori or one person's a bori, he's sure, another person's not sure, that difference doesn't make a difference in the Din Torah. Right? That's how you can understand it. And therefore, we deal with like a regular sophic. In other words, no difference between a bori v'shema and a bori u'bori. Right? That's possibly what he holds. Right? So that difference between a bori and a shema is not something which makes a difference in the decision of the din Torah. Right? That's how you could have understood it. There's another way to understand it, and we'll be back in the Gemara, another way to understand that maybe everyone really agrees that concerning the tainus bori against the shema, bori taka has nadivas. It's a better koyach. The issue over here is because the shema is a muzik. He has the money in his position. So now where the question isn't so much whether your taina is better than my taina. Taina is whether you have the basis to be mighty from me. Right? Is that enough, you know, to be gave with the money? You know, you're sure. Okay, you're sure, but you have any rights to what you're saying? I'm not sure. Fine. Right? So that could be the issue. Meaning to say like this, that if there was no issue of a Mulzik, right, then maybe everyone agrees Boris Odif, right? But only because over here that the Shema is a Mulzik, so that's the main issue over here. The Hamayis Min HaChaber of a Raya, gotta bring a Raya, right? He's not a Raya, right? That's what Rabbi Shul hold. Now, according to that, Rabbi Gamliel, right? What does Rabbi Gamliel hold? So either he holds.
From the two possible ways to understand from Yeshua, we're saying the second one is more correct. Is that right?
And I wasn't machriya yet. I didn't. And right now I'm holding with the two tzedodim. Right, we will.
Well, why should we not take the Bari into account that he's a Bari? I mean that
Bari the Mulzik.
Bari.
Why should we not take the Bari into account?
Right. The first thought that you said was that Bari Shema, the guy who says Bari is not any other than the guy who says Shema. That was your first.
Right, thought. Right.
Why not? Of course, he's Bari. I mean.
Yeah, but the question is that true. You know, he has a better taina. But the issue over here is that a malusa in a din Torah? That's the question, right? Does that have any halachic ramifications? That's the question, right? So it's possible that even though he's a bori, but that's not a reason to win it in Torah because you're a bori and he's a shema.
So I mean, let's say there wasn't a chazaka, right? He one person said that I found it and made a kinyan on it. And the other one says, I don't know, maybe I made a kinyan on it, that there'd be a tzad to say that the Bari is an Adif?
The Bari is not Adif without a Mulzik. Yeah, that's what we're saying. That is a possibility. That is a possibility. Okay, we'll see. In the Gemara, we'll see not like that. Now, whether such a tzad exists anywhere, that you have to, you have to look through Shas for that, right? But local over here, like this. Okay, so we just wanted to point it out. So now we'll appreciate the Gemara. Zot Gemara, found. Okay, so again, Rashi tells us that the Gemara is understanding that our Mishnah is mitam bori v'shem. Right, that's the basis of the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and Yeshua over here. It's like this. Now the Gemara is gonna.
Aren't there a whole bunch of other things involved? It's not just Bari Mishama. There's Miva, there's Chazaka,
we're getting there. One thing at a time. Okay, we're getting there. Okay, but after we uncover everything, then we can juggle everything at once. Right, but right now, we're first entering. We don't know too much. We're introduced to the first idea. Bari Mishama. Okay, fine. Let's deal with that. So now the Gemara is gonna introduce to us Machlekes Amoraim, which they are definitely dealing with Bori V'Shemu, right? And then we're gonna relate that to our Mishnah. So Zotim like this, Itmar. Marli biyotcha loyim any yedeir. Marli biyotcha. Someone comes to claim from his friend. Marli biyotcha. Right? I have a mon of mine is by you. Right? In our terms, that means he's claiming that you owe me a mon. Right, you owe me a mana for whatever reason. I'm letting you whatever it was. Right, but loyim any day. Another person, any day, he's not sure. He's not sure any day. I don't know. I don't have a definite time though. I don't remember, so I'm not agreeing with you. But either he's, I'm not arguing with you. Any day. This is a classic case of Bari V'Shemo. Rabbi Huda Rav Huna Amri Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, they hold that he has to pay. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, Amri Potter, he does not have to pay. Mor explains, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, Amri Chayev, Bori V'Shema, Bori Odif. That's based on this concept, Bori V'Shema, Bori Odif, and therefore, he'll win the Din Torah, we will accept and believe his claim, and then and therefore he has the basis to collect, make the collection of the monum. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, Ami Potter, they say that they're Potter. Now listen to this Halashon HaGemara. Uki memayne becheskas mori. The Gemara says uki memayne becheskas mori. So it's meduyik in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say bor b'shem bor lav odif. Right? The Gemara explains over here. Kipshuta, the Gemara is explaining the reasoning, right? And the Gemara said the reasoning why he's potter is because of Okuman Mecheskes Mori. So it would be mashal from the Gemara that's the point, right? You know, as far as the two tainis themselves, Bori definitely would be odif. However, the issue over here is Bori sufficient to be moitzi from a mulzik? Now, that issue, whether
the
a bori...
The words, Oki Memar Becheskes Mori, is that the same thing as a Motzi Mechaber Al-Haraya?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think, but the stress over here is, he's winning because Yen is a Mulchzik, right? That's what we're stressing over here. Oki Memar Becheskes Mori. Right? That is the reason over here why he'll be potter, because since he's a mulzik, that's why the bori doesn't help. Now, in this itself, now that we established that the machlokes over here is a bori sufficient to be moitzi from a mulzik, one could explain just one step further to bring out over here that the issue over here might very well be the fact that the mulzik is a shema. So what effect does the shema have to his mulzikos? Right? And it's possibly like this. Possibly that everyone holds that if we had a strong, healthy mulzik, then bori is definitely not enough. Hamos mechel orai, gotta bring orai be'edim. Right? Or something comparable to edim. Bori is definitely not any form of a raya, right? No, the reason why Bori might help over here is because the fact that the mulzik is only a shema is a weakness in his mulzikos. So he doesn't really have a full, strong mulzik. So that's why this man Omer says that the Bori is sufficient. Right? So that might be the issue over here. That the fact that the mulzik is a shema, is that a weakness in his mulzikos that such a mulzik you could deal with even if you're not bringing a rayon? Right? Bori's not a rayon. Right? So that might be the issue. So everyone, could be that everyone agrees that if you have a real mulzik, a full-fledged mulzik, then you know a bori would definitely couldn't dent a real mulzik. Right? Only because over here there's a weaker mulzik. Why is this mulzik weak? Because he's only a shaman.
Would you say that also in the case of the Mishnah, or only here, where he should have known whether he borrowed money or not?
Okay,
in the case
okay.
of the Mishnah, it wouldn't weaken him being a shaman.
So what you're saying is good, and we find such chilukim, right? But as far as the way the Gemara is understanding that this is the thing of the Mishnah, so then we would say the mere fact that he's a Shema, even if it's Lehavel Meida. Right.
Also, with borrowing money, that's something that's typically documented. You know, with regard to the Isha, it's very hard to have evidence of this, unless it's video camera.
No, you're right. You're definitely saying a good point, saying a valid point, that definitely the Rishonim talk about such a thing. And
it's all about video cameras?
yeah. Now, but the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara does compare our mission to that case, right? So definitely the Gemara is of the understanding that it's not because it's a Havel Lameda, the Shem, right? It's a weak shem. That's why the bori is odif. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. No, they're interesting. They're introducing a svara that that a shema could be a weaker shema when the shema really should have known. So that's a weakness in his taina something that you really should know and you don't know, so that's a question. But something that you're not supposed to know, you couldn't have known, so then that Shema is a better Shema. Now, if we'd be open to such a difference, then the Mora wouldn't be able to compare the two cases, because our Mishnah over here is not the Havel Meida. Right? That's true.
Back to what the Rebbe was saying before, though. I mean, clearly, if it was a Bari against a Bari, then everyone would say that the money, right? There's no tzad to say that that you know, you say that you know, I owe $100, and they say I don't know that that he would
have the, right? Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
right. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we just discussed over here a machlekes, which clearly. The issue of the machlekes is bari v'shema against when you're dealing with the mulsik, bari against the mulsik, does the bari help against the mulsik? Zochti mora omalei abaya l'Rabbi Yosef, hod Rav Huna v'Rabbi Yehuda d'Shmuel. Okay, I want to jump over here because I see we're running a little bit out of time. Okay, so I'm going to just jump to Lema. Okay, this is five lines down.
Is there any difference between the fact that in our Mishnah the Shema is making the claim?
The Shema is making the claim?
Yeah, because he's saying he's making a claim. He's saying something. He's claiming that even though he's a shema, he's saying you probably became a bula before I did everything to you.
But is that what he's doing? Does he feel that that's what happened?
Because by the end of there, he's not making any claim at all. It's just like I don't know. He's not even giving a possible thing. I did bar, I didn't bar, I don't know. I don't know nothing.
I think you're saying is one is the plaintiff and one is the defendant. By the Baal, he's starting the din. He's the one who came to Beis Din,
right,
and she's
that's
defending.
That's right.
Her
he's
time
starting the din. He's going to Beis Din. He's saying that she's not a Basula.
Okay, but that's agreed upon, right?
By doing that he's making it sound like that he believes that she was she was already bula when he did Erisim.
Granted, but is there any way for him to know that?
No, there's no way for him to know that.
So
he's a Shema. He's 100% the Shema.
Okay,
but
so then even though he's saying, but what
seems
what,
to be more of a confident Shema than Mr.
That the point that he's confident over here. He just is a smart person and he knows where his money lies. So what he's saying is that she's saying I don't believe her and you know of the options which are so there's such a possibility over here which would help my bank account and I would like to opt with that until someone proves otherwise.
But saying is that in the second case she's going up to a random or the person is going up to a random person and say you owe money and I don't know you from the world we had no sheikhs together right as compared to the case of the Mishnah there was already
the way you said it it's not so accurate right he's saying any idea right so I don't think that he's saying I don't know who you are. Right, any day he's saying that it's possible. That means
it's possible, right? Like, what's his name? I run a business. I deal with thousands of people. You say I owe you $100. You know, maybe I don't know. I don't know. I can't. Right? There's no tnai here that. Right, it's not like a motive to mix us. Right, he's saying that I deal with hundreds of people. I don't know.
Yeah. It's more of an expectation that when he's dealing with his wife, he would be focused on the issues. Borrowing money, it's like a side thing. Yeah.
Is that in a sense? I'm hearing another point over here that any day over there you feel is
more justified.
No credibility. That's right. He's saying a different point. Right? And that's what you were saying before, right? It's justified that he doesn't know. But I think the strong saying over here more the fact that his response of not knowing is not lending to the doubt at all. Which I'm not so sure about that. I mean, I think that see, just like if he would have said, "I don't owe you," right? So I don't even think that we need to do a whole riot for that, because if a person just comes and claims someone else without any basis, you know. So I would think that he can't even create a suffix. Over here, he's creating a suffix. How's he creating a suffix? Right? It's only because of the any idea, right? The any idea is lending that the suffix could be chal. However, he's still the mochzik and shayim, whatever you hold, you know, as far as that's concerned.
So there's an assumption in the case here that he says, "Well, I know that
I don't know if it's an assumption, but I think that's how we view it. Right? If you're saying any idea. Right, so that means that you agree that it's a possibility, right? That's what you're saying over here, right? That's how we look at it. We look at it, so it means it's 50-50, right? Basically, that's what you're saying, right? You're not saying that it's a far chance, right? A person comes, Shane, you know, you don't know, so you agree that it's possible. Okay, so Shane, this is a 50-50 right now, right? You're agreeing that it's a 50-50, right? That's what it is. Okay, it's fine. So now we have
it really depends on the facts, you know, because really depends. Yeah, if somebody runs a lending business, is out of the customers, then it doesn't mean
but,
much.
But does it take it away from the possibility, the 50-50 possibility? So he's saying he's a busy man and he doesn't have to remember. Fine, that's all true.
$10 million and
right.
He doesn't remember. Then already, and he says, "Any idea?" You know, like. Somebody asked me if I owe them $10 million. I would say no. Yeah.
Okay. So if you
say it's possible.
Okay. Okay.
No, but he's saying there's two different things. There's one you should have known, and then there's another thing. Is it a possibility that do you think there's any possibility that you might have borrowed this money? And he says, "I don't know. It's possible. I guess there are situations where maybe I might have borrowed money from him." That's different. They're two different.
Yeah.
You know, weaknesses there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you mean to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Yeshiva calls you and says, "You owe $100 from 2 years ago that you didn't pay the tuition bill." You might say, "Oh, I don't know." You know, there's a difference, you know, between the facts.
That's true. Yeah, there are. Right? So, Akopanim, so you're saying very good, right? Well, that we have to really weigh each case, different things, and then we have to know, you know, what differences make a difference, right? And in halacha, you know, how we view these differences, if we do view these differences. Okay, so right now is we're gonna just jump ahead a few lines ahead. Don't worry, we're not missing so much. I think just for the time strength over here. I want to get this in. This is now where the Gemara relates this machlekes to our Mishnah, right? And that was Rashi was referring to. Basically, the Gemara says that l'chari, this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Huna, and Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan is basically the machlekes in our Mishnah, right? And it would seem to be that Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huno, who say that Boruch Hashem, Boruch is Odif, that's like Rabbi Gamliel. She's the Boruch, she's Odif. And Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, they seem to be passing like Rabbi Yeshua, right, who holds that she's not an immense because Boruch is Lav Odif. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, Lemo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Huno, the Amik Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amik Rabbi Yeshua. Now, usually when the Gemara says such a thing, the Gemara is really saying it in question form, that this is not such a good thing to be, that this machlekes amirim should be dependent on machlekes tanoim. Over here, the reason possibly is because it would seem to be that halacha is lacking gamliel, and that would seem to be that's in such a machlekes halacha should be lacking gamliel, and therefore the Gemara is really questioning that the fact that Rab Nachman, right, who says over here that he's potter, that based on Bori Lav Odif, or that Rab Nachman doesn't seem to be passing like Rab Gamliel. Right, that's the issue with the Gemara. Right, Rab Gamliel says that she's Nemenis, Bori Odif. Rab Nachman says that in that case, Bori's Lav Odif. So on that, the Gemara's issue over here is that it would seem to Rab Nachman doesn't stim like Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So that's what the Gemara is heading now in order to stim, to reconcile these two things. That Rabbi Nachman could say that I'm not a contradiction to, I pass like Rabbi Gamliel, right? Rabbi Gamliel is not a contradiction to what I'm saying. And the way the Gemara is going to work this out is really by changing the understanding of Rabbi Gamliel and Mishnah. Right? Till now, Rashi Kosal Kadaitach, we understood that the reasoning of Rabbi Gamliel and Mishnah is because, why is she Nemen? It's because Boris Odif. On that, Rabbi Nachman is going to tell you, no, that's not the Jan Mishnah. Right? It's not because Boris Odif. Really, Boris Lav Odif. There's a different reason in the Mishnah which gives her credibility over here that she should be Nemenis. Right? Which that reasoning doesn't apply in my case, right? And that's why in the Mishnah she's Nemenis, and in my case, right, the claimer is not Nemen. Zotimura. Omlach Rav Nachman. I know that I'm a filler Kremlil. No, I could hold that Kremlil. I can't look Kremlil Hossam. Elod Ikamigu, that the Rav Gamliel only said his halacha that she's nemenis in the Mishnah because there's a migu. She has a migu. We have to explain this. She has a migu. Now migu is kipshuta, is a raya, a proof, a backing to one's claim. So Zokram Nachman. It's not merely the adifus of the taina the bori. In the mission, the reason why Gamliel holds that she's nemenis is because she has a backing to her taina. She has something. She has a proof to what she's saying. Migu. Now, what migu means is that migu is a different taina. And the way migu works, hipshuta is that we look at today's taina and we say tarsa like this. You know, is he saying the truth or not? Right? And now we tell ourselves that if he's lying, then why do you say this taina? There's a better taina to taina. Person who's lying, you have a choice of whichever taina you want to taina. So he should be taina, better taina. The only reason why a person would taina a worser of the two taina is because he's saying the truth, right? So that's sort of tying his hands, right? So that's a proof.
Maybe he just thought of this taina.
What?
This is the first taina he thought of to defend himself.
So we assume that when a person enters his entire, he comes prepared. He does his homework, right? And then he knows what
every possible claim that he can.
Yeah, right.
Then maybe she should know that. If I have a migu, I'm going to be better off. So
okay,
I'll make this.
Okay, that's a good question. That's a
question on migu in general.
They deal with that question. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll purposely claim the weaker time because then I'll have the migu, and
right.
People will think I'm honest.
Right.
But the way you're saying that, raya is really like really a proof, like it's very very strong, and so migu is very very strong.
So I'm like this.
Migu plus bari. Migu plus bari.
One second. Slow. Okay. So first over here, I didn't rate. I purposely did not rate the raya over here. How strong the raya is. My point just was that there is no raya in a bori, right? Bori is just working with its surety, right, against the non-surety. Migu, there is a raya. Now, if you want to know, like, what's the ratings of the raya, how strong this raya is, that's another question.
Okay.
So okay? You,
okay, you're saying there could be different levels of raya.
Possibly.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Okay.
Okay.
That was
okay.
My question.
Okay. Okay.
But it's not Migu by itself, it's Migu plus Bari.
One second. How do you know that?
I mean, that's true.
That's true, right? But is that playing a role over here? Right. All over, you know, Migu's Migu, right? You know, I don't know if we're necessarily Migu needs help, right? We'll see about this, right? What you're saying is true. The Rishayim say like this, right? But I would think that, you know, the Muschel Rishon over here, I don't see that more necessarily is making a combination of Migu and Bori. I would be happy if you look. You know, it doesn't. You know, look the sugis over here in the doesn't. I don't see the Rishayim. I'm not seeing Rashi saying anything ahead about Migu working with the Bori. So at this point, let's work with the Migu just by itself. Okay. Like I'm telling you, Ba'alma Migu doesn't need a bori. Right? You usually have a taina, it's a bori, right? And he has a Migu, he'll win it in Torah, right? So it's not because, you know, the Migu is working together with a mile of bori over Hashem, right? Mm-hmm. So okay, so we're understanding. So therefore like this, Zogt Rabbi Gamliel, no, Zogt Rabbi Nachman. Sorry. So Nachman says, right? In the Mishnah that she's Nemenes. Alright? And nevertheless, I hold Bori is Lavodif. Because the Mishnah over here has nothing to do with Bori. The basis in the Mishnah is Migu. Right? Let's speak out like that, just to bring it out over here. Right? The basis of the Mishnah is because of Migu. She has a raya that she's saying the truth. That's why she's the master in the Mishnah. In my case over here, there's no Migu, there's no better taina that one could have taina it over here. And therefore, the claimant has no backing, has no proof to what he's saying. That's why the halacha is. So you're just down to Bori v'shem, Bori is lav odif. Right? That's what he's saying.
So according to that, Rabbi Yeshua would dafka be saying, a Migu is not a riot.
Oh, so Michael's being made a good point that once that's so then, you know, Migu, I mean, isn't that an accepted thing? Migu, how could you argue Migu? Right? Is there such a machlekes about Migu? Is that what we're going to say over here? That Rabbi Shua, he denies the concept of Migu? Okay,
it's not strong enough to be Motzi, but I'm a Motzi.
Okay, so that is a possibility. That is a possibility. There definitely is such a thing like that. Okay, that's a little advanced piece. But for Muskel Rishon, right, you could say it like that. Maybe you could say it like that. Whether Migu is enough to be mercy from a Muzik. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where it'll be relevant what you added, the fact that it's a Shema. Maybe everyone holds that Migu really is not enough to be Meitzi from a Muzik. And again, the issue is that maybe it's weak Muzik, since he's a Shema, that's where the Migu could help. Mm-hmm. That's possible. Possible to make such a question. That'll be a better Cheshbon, meaning to say that really Migu l'hoitzi le'amina, right? Avada, everyone holds to be a say that Migu is not enough. Myself a raya, you need a raya. Migu is not that raya. Ndrai be'edim, right? Yeah, you need that. Now over here, since, same idea, that it's a weaker Muzik, so everyone, Bori definitely is not enough, right? But is the raya that of a Migu sufficient to be made from a weak Muzik? Right? Very good. Okay, let's just speak out the next line in the Gemara. It's a little late over here. Right? Okay, but this is very fundamental, very important. Very important. What's happening in this Gemara over here is the Gemara is introducing to us, we're going to walk away with three possible ways of understanding what is the nemonis of Rabbi Gamliel Mishnah, and we have to explain what Rabbi Yeshua is arguing about, right? That's three explanations. Okay, the first explanation was based on Bori Vishemo, right? Because of Bori, right? That was one understanding, which possibly could still be true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the more just saying this for a Nachman, he holds Bori's Lav Odif, so how is he in Shulam Gamliel? So he needs an alternate explanation. According to the other Amiroim, you know, they should be happy to say that that Akopon the Pasuk like Rabbi Gamliel, as far as that's concerned. Okay, so the alternate explanation was based on Migu, Right? We'll have to see next time what the Migu is, Right? The Migu over here, Taka, is really a different type of Migu that you have for Alma and Kipchute. That's really where what the Machlekes is, whether this type of Migu is a good Migu. Okay, but we can't go into that right now. Zotmer Inami. Inami, an alternate explanation why Reb Nachman Kashim to Mishnah, because the Mishnah is not based on Bori Odif, based on something else. Inami, maybe it's not based on Migu. Inami is Dr. Gemara. Ad kan lekomer Gamliel hosam el damin ukmo achazoko. That the Mishnah is based on Chazoko. There's a Chazoko on the Isha side. Aval hochma Chazoko yisle lehai. Now, what is the Chazoko? What does Rashi say? So Rashi, ukma Chazoko. Misafkel on Ashas Erisin. Our suffix is, at the time of Erisin, was she a Basula or not? Zokrashi, Ibisula Havoi, Finishtabu Mosan. These are the two stodim. At the time of Erisin, was she a Basula, and therefore he was in Schaiv full Ksuba 200. Ibuula Havoi, or she was a Ba'ula, and therefore he was only Shtabit 100. On that we say, you have a Safik, Hemid Isha al Cheskoso. So keep the Isha on her status. Uvasula Nolda, she definitely was born as a Basula. And therefore, fine, born as a Basula, and you want to know, at this point of history, time of Erisin, was she still a Basula? Chazaka says she remains in her status, so therefore we assume that she was a Basula at that point, and therefore, when she became a Ba'ula, was at a later date. Alright, Zokrashi, Vahach, Hashtuhud Istanisa, Achar Asun. Right? And this that she's a Ba'ula now is because it happened afterwards, later, right? So the Chazaka is what's backing her Taina. There's a halacha, a deraisa dikidin of Chazaka, it's a din of something called the Chazaka Stok Meikara, that when there's a Sofik, so there is a halacha which helps us be machria sveikis, a tool which helps us decide the sophic, that it doesn't remain a sophic. There's a tool over the Torah gives us a direction. Right? There's a big shaila in the Achronim, what it is, what level of beer it is. That's why I'm trying to stay parav as far as that's concerned. But the Torah gives us a tool how to proceed, and Chazaka tells us how we look at, and we have the right, therefore, to go with one of the two tzadim. Chazaka's idea is the things that remain in their status till we know otherwise. So if we have a sophic, whether the status was changed or not, we assume, Torah tells us that we assume the status was not changed. So therefore, she was born as a Basula, and the question was, did that status change at the time of Erisin? And that we say, no, she remains Bechazkasa, and that's why when she's tining, that she was first Nivela later, we'll take on what she's saying, because the Chazaka is working along with what she's saying. Now, we just have to speak at one point over here. which is a little bit, has to do with the calculations, possibly of today. But in the second Mishnah, right, that's what we need to work out. That in the first Mishnah, when she's tining, Mishnah is tining nasty, fine, right? But in the second Mishnah, yeah, in the second Mishnah, she's saying Mukazeitz, right? Now, when is the Mukazeitz? When is she saying, when is she saying Mukazeitz? So it's Mivur in the Gemara, maybe we'll have to rethink it, but it's Mivur in the Gemara that she's agreeing that she was not a Ba'ula initially, but she's saying, I'm sorry, she's agreeing she was not a B'sul initially, she's just saying she was a Mukazeitz, right? So over here, you don't have the chazok anymore, right? Because the issue over here is that what caused her not to be a besula. It's not a question of at what point of time she became ois besula to say, well, you're questioning this point of time, so chazaka says she remained a besula, you know, till we know otherwise. Right? But over here the question is, we know definitely that before Erisin she was not a besula anymore. Right? The question is why? Was it because of Mukazeitz? Right, and then she'll still get ksuba because of that, or was it because that she was nivala, and that'll cause a change in the ksuba? Right, so if that's the issue, so then where's the chazaka over there? Right, the machlek and the mishu is there also, and we'll hold that she's a menace. So what's the chazaka over there? So the rishonim say that over there in Achnam we're working with a different chazaka, not the chazaka. Right, this chazaka of Cheskas Psula. Now, the chazaka I'm working over here is like this: is that he's timing that she was nivolo, that there was a Mises nos over here, right? And she's saying there was no Mises nos. So there is such a chazaka that we're showing towards the chazaka. It's a form of a Cheskas Kashrus, Cheskas Tzedekes, that she's not. She's not Mizana. So that chazaka will be the chazaka which will support her taina of Mukaseis, and there was no znus as opposed to his taina when he says that, you know, she veered and there was a znus.
Well, that will be if it will be discussion of Beratzon, but she said Nanasti, and Nanasti is she can be a tzaddikus, she can be the biggest tzaddikus in the world, but Nanasti. That doesn't prove that she.
So I just want to adjust your question like this. We're not discussing the first Mishnah, right? We're discussing the second Mishnah, right? Right. In the second Mishnah, she's saying Mukas Eitz,
right?
However, let's ask you a question like this. He's saying that she was Nivalo before. Now his tiny lechur is all the same whether it was Beratzen or it's not Beratzen. Right, his time is that she was a Be'ula, right? You know, then that doesn't make it right. So then you might ask your question like that you're telling me that there's a chazaka over here that it was she lost her psulim because of Mukaseis rather than through a Be'ila, a Maises Nos, because of her Cheskas Kashrus. Well, does it touch her Cheskas Kashrus if she was Nensa? Right? That's what is being Ma'ir over here. You know, that's you know, he doesn't need her that she was Nivala Beratzen. His Taina is sufficient that she was Nivala if she was Nensa before. Akapon, she's a Bula, right? A Bula. Right?
Bechor, you have to say that's what his Taina was here, according to Rashi.
His Taina was.
His tiny here must have been not that she wasn't Nensa, but that she was Nensa before. And that it wasn't, but he's not tining she was Beratzon. He was tining she was Nensa before. Because if he was tining that she did it Beratzon before, then Rashi could have just said on this Mishnah that it was Hezkis Kashrus. Because he has to say over here in the second Mishnah it's a Hezkis Kashrus. So why does he say on the first Mishnah it's a Hezkis Aguf?
So he must be holding that the Baal isn't tining that she did a Baratzon. He's tining, she did it, she was Nensa, just before.
Okay.
And so that's why it's a Hezkaz Aguf and not a Hezkaz, I assume.
Okay, right? Okay, that could be. That could be. That could be. The Baal doesn't know, right? So there's never, he can never, right? He's never working with anything definite, right? So he's just working with, you know, just the passages which work for him. That's okay. But Akoponim, but you are raising a point. Are you raising a point, or maybe if I get it, that maybe really could ask the question over there that. Right, not sorry. It's because you have that. We're asking over here that there's no. Okay, see over there is good. The real question is over here, right? Because over there, circle stuff, you have a different chazaka, right? We're asking over here that over here, what's the chazaka? If the chazaka is a cheskes kashrus, so even a cheskes kashrus, you don't necessarily have for her to win, because his taina is also valid if he's tining that she was nensa. Right? That's how we're asking the question right now. Right? So in that Mishnah, Aliba Demes is, you know, there's a cheskes aguf, shein, you know, that we can't question. Right? But in this Mishnah that the chazaka that we're working with is a cheskes kashrus. So on that, we're wondering that, do you have a cheskes kashrus even on a znuz ba'aynis? What would you say?
I guess what forced Rashi, right? The Gemara is ambiguous what chazaka it's talking about. The second Mishnah we have to say is not a cheskes aguf, right? So we're throwing out that it's a cheskes kashrus.
Well, let's work with this. So there must be an answer to our question, right? On the second Mishnah, and let's say that the second Mishnah there still is a cheskes kashrus. Right?
Right. So right? What forced Rashi to then come up with a different chazaka in the first Mishnah? Right?
Okay.
He could have said the same chazaka.
So you're saying it must be that there is no cheskes kashrus in the first Mishnah. What's the answer to that?
I don't know.
But after we answer the question, right? So do we have...
There's no issue of cheskes kashrus on a nensa in the first one, and that's why he said cheskes aguf.
But then
what about in the second one?
Right. So we have to be wrong, right? You know, there has to be a second chazok over here. We just at this point we don't know why, but it would sound like that there still is a cheskes kashrus, even though you're dealing with an nensa. Let's say, right, without understanding why that's so, right? So then that point comes back again. So that if in this Mishnah there's a chazaka which a different chazaka than this Mishnah doesn't have, so we should have just said the chazaka that applies. The chazaka in this Mishnah, the answer is, we're saying like the chazaka in this Mishnah is because there's a tain of mukas eitz versus nus. Mm-hmm. So the chazaka is a chazaka of cheskes kashrus. In this Mishnah over here, everyone agrees that she was mizana. The question is when. So that's why cheskes kashrus is not usable. So you need the cheskes aguf. Right? That should be the answer to that question. Right? You know, so again, so if we want to know that why is Rashi saying the chazaka cheskes aguf in Mishnah Aleph by Mishtana Nasti when Behechach there's another chazaka over here in this Mishnah by Mukas Eitz, right, which doesn't have that. So on that the answer is, okay, so what is the chazaka by Mukas Eitz? The chazaka by Mukas Eitz is a chazaka which pertains specifically to a taina of Mukas Eitz over Aznos. So that's why that chazaka applies to there and not to here. So that's what Rashi had to say, two different chazakas. That should be the answer to this question. No?
Right, and it sounds like the way you're coming at is that there is a chisaron in kashrus by an insa. You have to understand
it would
way.
Seem, yeah, it would seem like that. I believe the Shannon that the Shannon say, okay, we'll have to be ma'ayim over there if they speak at this point.
I have a Shema memory. I think I remember a footnote saying that the second Mishnah you have to say it's because of Migoy. In other words,
English
says
that.
What?
English
says that. Okay, there it is.
You have to say the second one is because of Migo?
Yeah, well, it's because of this question.
So this might be Machlekes, because I believe that there's a Ran. Right.
The Riff doesn't bring down Migo at all. He only brings down Chazaka.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see,
I don't understand why it's
right, the Maram brings a Ran. The Maram on the Gemara over here brings a Ran. Let's see if you can find the Ran. I'm sorry, one second. Let's see if you can see it.
You know where that's come out of?
I saw it last Sunday, so the week already.
You don't know who they were citing.
No.
I mean, it wasn't Kronhar.
He has the
footnotes
in front of him and his thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't see it right now, but just to connect what we just learned over here, the Gemara that we learned on Daf Yigimel, when the Gemara is coming to explain in front of Rabbi Yechon, while we have two Mishnais, the Gemara talks the din of Migu is going with the tzad of Migu. That is the Mashmois HaGemara.
Where?
What do you mean he's going with the tzad of Migu?
It means the explanation of... Why am I saying that? Excuse me. I'm sorry, that was wrong. Forget, the Gemara is going that there is no Migu. Because the Gemara is saying that the reason why we have two Mishnayos, the first Mishnah there is a Migu, and nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua is not miming her. And the second mission, there is no Migu, and still the Gamliel is. Right? That's how this Mishnah is working over here. So according to this Gemara, right, we didn't discuss at all yet, as far as Migugim, why the Gemara always says there is a Migu, right? Gemara seems to understand there is a Migu, and this Gemara always says there's no Migu in the second Mishnah. But if there is no Migu in the second Mishnah, so what's the basis of the Nemonis? Right? So, on the contrary, this Gemara might seem to be pointing to Chazaka.
Can't find it.
Now, the Rashis themselves, Grada is mashma, maybe working with Bari Vishama, right? That in this last Gemara that we just said, that there's no migu in the second Mishnah Mukas 8, and nevertheless, that Rav Gamliel says she's Nemenes. So if you look at the Rashi over here, the Rashi over here before, sounds like he's talking Bari Vishama. If you look in Rashi, El Rabbi Yechina, in that Rashi over there. Okay, but we'll have to, right. have to hold over here.
I don't know if this is a quick question or not.
Yeah.
Does the Chazaka, if you go by Tzaduk Chazaka, is it, so he's got a Chezkiz Mamun, and she's got a Chez, whatever Chazaka she has. He has a Chezkiz Mamun,
okay.
And she's got a different Chazaka.
Right.
So does, is her Chazaka a Raya to be Motzi, or does her Chazaka take off his Chazaka?
Now, there's something very, very fundamental that we have to know when you ask such a question like this. Pashtus, the accepted view is that there's a very big difference between cheskas momen and cheskas aguf, cheskas kashrus v'chulu, and the difference is like this, that the din, let's say, of cheskas aguf, cheskas kashrus, what we call a chazaka meikara, is a din that's machriya the sofik. It paskins the sofik for us. It tells us
which
chazaka meikara. Chazaka meikara, it paskins the shaila for us. Right? There's no sofik anymore. That's what it does. Right?
So it's like a rule almost.
Okay, I'm saying it's working along that direction, right? That there's something which is tilting the scale, right? It's machriya, and therefore there's a basis for us to opt with one of the two tzadim. We take on this side is right, and we develop the halacha based on that. Cheskas momen is not like that. Cheskas momen is not machriya. It's not the fact that posh the chat is hamayis melav harai. That's what it means. I have the money over here. If you want to move the position of the money, you have to bring the raya. So no one's saying that because I'm holding it, I'm right. There's no reason that we're deciding that we see it as you are. What that just means is that the sofik, he has the money, shine, you know, so we don't have any basis.
Christian isn't doing anything.
Right. We don't have the basis to do anything. As a matter of fact, that there is such a standing, unless the other person will grab it. Fine. Now I'm the mozik, right? Fine. Now you can't act, right? There's a shav of top for coin. That's a shav of top for coin. Matzin. That's such a thing like that. different gedorim in the tefis. So Bishus Kenzain helps based on that idea. Others learn maybe kolon govar. You know, is that kind of idea. Right, pshat is that whoever is holding it, right, you know, shem, you can't take away from him. But you know, you want to grab it, shem, you want to become the Muslim. Shem, now you're the Muslim. But so that is a fundamental difference between these two things, right? So when we approach such a shiloh, that we have to have this in mind. So therefore, you're never contending, right? You know, a cheskas moment against a cheskas aguf, because a cheskas moment doesn't talk. It doesn't tell us that this side is right. Cheskas moment just says that you know, it's by me. You know, you need basis to get to be mighty. That's what it is. But a chazaka meikar, it talks. He has a microphone, right? You know, right? And he has a. It tells us. It decides for us where we're going. This side is right, right? So when you're downing like that, right, it's not a question of now. What you could might want to down, you know, is that enough? But kipshuta, what the chazaka does is that it undoes the sofik. So now that there's no sofik, so it's not a question of raya anymore, right? That's halach and sekis. If we have a valid sofik here, that becomes the play. Okay, I have it, you know. So it's a sofik.
What would undo the sofik?
The chazaka. The cheskas aguf. The chazaka. The cheskas aguf. Yeah, right. Chazaka meikara. Right. Right, it says it's, you know, it's not a sofik anymore. Right? So the Dinah Vayisachar Rabbeinu is that it calls man that the Sofik is Kayim, so then, you know, I remain with it, right? Because, you know, I'm basically holding on to it for, because of this side of the Sofik. That's what I'm doing, right? It's possible otherwise, but, you know, it's by me, you know, show me otherwise. Right? But the Dinah of Chazak Meikar is, it's Machriya, right? It says there aren't two sides anymore. Right? You know, when we have the right to use it, Shen, it's Oisofik. Oisofik, Shen, and then there's no place for Meskol Rai anymore.
Isn't there, let's say, by an animal that's alive, isn't there a